Hey, what's up, y'all? I am so excited to share with you guys about this application called Anchor. I've been on Anchor for about a year. I just hit 1,000 listens, so I'm very excited about that. I don't even know 1,000 people. But all I had to do was go on my App Store or your Google Store, download the application, hit the plus symbol, and you can start recording right from there. You can also go on and edit, and you can make money from this podcast as well. Don't worry. You ain't got to go through all of that crazy stuff like posting it in all these million places. Anchor will do that for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. All right? And you can earn money, as I said, with no minimum listenership. All right? So all you got to do is download the free application or go to Anchor FM to get started. It's just that easy.
Listen, are you ready for
Reggie's Expression?
Heal a little more with
Reggie's Expression.
Calm down when the talk is real.
Reggie's Expression.
Neglect and how you feel.
Reggie's Expressions.
This is
Reggie's Expressions.
This is
Reggie's Expressions.
Hello.
It's working.
Hello, guys. How are you?
What's up? I'm gonna go to my social media real quick. What's up? I'm gonna go to my social media real quick.
Okay, name error.
We're recording, by the way, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording.
It's okay.
Almost done, guys. So, how goes it, everybody? My package, by the way, from Amazon is arriving.
Yeah.
Today.
I thought you said I would walk in and fix the grading, and she said, "Chair better." That's good.
Wait on you.
Okay. I'm sorry, people. Give me a pillow. I don't want to challenge.
He's so stupid. Silly. So, Kari is going to start off the conversation.
That's it. You're right, says it all.
So, as you, some of you guys know, we went to
Colorado,
Denver to be exact. It was an impromptu trip. We decided to go a couple weeks ago. I think it was like the last week of April. And I was like, yeah, I need to do this trip. And, you know, we did our best to research a couple of things. We did the city pass. I bought all of that stuff early on. And we decided to go because neither one of us had never went to Colorado before. We've been to, let's name all the states. So,
New York, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Virginia,
mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, California. That's it, nine. So we got 41 more states to go.
What about, did you say Florida?
We live in Florida. So we have 40 more states to go.
So in my intention, or our intention, it was kind of something that we decided in the very beginning of our relationship. And that was to try to see all 50 states. And we've seen 9. We live in the 10th one. You know, we got a lot more states to go to.
Well, we had to discharge Alaska because I would never go there.
He doesn't ever want to. Yeah, it's too cold. And none of the shows that they have on like ice truckers, all that stuff on Discovery Channel. Mm-mm. Don't make me want to go do it. So, but yeah, we did that. That's our plan. The next trip is either California, which is San Francisco. We've been to California already. We'll probably go to Vegas before California. So we'll see what happens. Hold on. I didn't share this to my page. Give me a second.
You said Red was asking me about something about Universal.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, guys. Hold on, I'm trying to share it. Okay, so let go. Let's share it today. My page. You should share it to yours too, Labadish.
Yeah.
Try to see if we can get some people on here. I think it's interesting when you go in and you try to, because on here you can see the captions. But it's delayed. I don't know the amount of seconds that it is delayed, but I have it over here so I can see the comments and stuff when people pop up. So this is going to be a live episode, by the way, guys. And we're okay with answering any questions that you guys may have, but otherwise it's just going to be us talking. Mostly watching Carlos text on his texting box. Did you share it already?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's our plan. Our plan is to go visit all 50 states. We've seen 9 of them so far. We live in Florida, so we've seen that one. We're still actually trying to travel through the rest of the state. I think the next time we do a staycation, it'll probably be in Miami somewhere. But out of all the states that you've seen, which one has been your favorite so far?
DC.
DC? What did you like about DC?
Just the atmosphere, all the interesting places, museums, parks, Black American Museum.
African American
Museum was the best for me.
Which was your least favorite, if you have one?
I don't know until I see the other 40. Or 39.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was fun. It was an interesting trip. Like I said, it was very quick, you know, kind of put together trip. Did City Pass, which gives you an opportunity to go to the museums and stuff like that if you're into it. We did, Colorado is one of those places that lends itself to people who are fit, you know, so.
Even though, because I know I hear people saying the same thing.
Well,
the altitude.
Yeah, the altitude was something serious. That was not something we planned for.
It doesn't matter if you're overweight. Mm-hmm. It will affect you.
But that's not what I meant. I meant in terms of like trails and walking around. Yeah. There are a lot of trails and stuff like that. You know, walking around that really kind of, it was very beautiful. I mean, the mountains were beautiful in the city of Colorado. I'm sorry, in Denver, we are surrounded by mountains. And it was amazing to see, to go off and look and see snow at the very top of it. And then it'd be very hot or warm around us. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was good because it was a hot, or too cold, which is the ideal temperatures.
Yeah. I mean, the first day we got there was cold. It was definitely cold. That was on Monday or Tuesday. And Tuesday was kind of truncated because we had to get the hotel room. We had to rent a car, which, I mean, to be honest, the rental car that they gave us was not, it was nasty. And then the hotel we were at wasn't the best hotel. I mean, we just kind of figured it would be better because of Hilton. And we've stayed at Hampton Inn before. And this one probably wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like dirty, but you can tell it had been off the beaten path a little bit, you know, so, but.
It was worn out. It was worn out.
Yeah, it was worn out, yeah. But nonetheless, it was, the area that we were in gave us an opportunity to be able to travel around. We did go see downtown and went to the 16th Street Mall, which is just a whole bunch of shops and stuff like that. And we went to the aquarium, but the one thing that we want to talk about, we want to make sure you guys know, if anybody is going to visit Colorado, be ready for the altitude. The altitude was the biggest bully there was in that city. And it doesn't help that your boy is close to 300 pounds because that made it worse. Tuesday, we didn't really feel it. Wednesday was probably the worst day for me.
I was very afraid
of the altitude. And it did not help that I suffer anxiety attacks. We didn't even get a chance to go and check out the marijuana dispensaries or anything because we was just too concerned with everything. Took an effort, like walking upstairs was like, like literally you will be worn out walking up the stairs. And I'm not exaggerating at all, you know. My appetite, y'all know I'm a big boy and I like to eat. I ain't really even eat all that much to begin with. It was probably half of what I normally would eat. And a lot of fatigue, like you're seeing right now, a lot of yawning. Man, I was so freaking tired that on Wednesday. The nap that we took, I took about a good 4-hour nap, seriously. Yeah, I know how I am by my naps, but that was definitely overkill for real. But be ready for the altitude. We didn't do skiing because I'm not a skier and I don't really care for snow. And, you know, I'm not sure about Carlos, but that wasn't something that we really desired to do. We rode around the first day. And what did we eat? I mean, what were some places that we, the first day we ate at this place called Harley's Hot Dogs. I don't want to spend too much time on him because he was the Arrogante man, but his hot dogs were good. So I have to give him props on that. This was his claim to fame. Is that he has over 815 or whatever Yelp reviews that were all 5-star, which is unheard of. I've never seen that before. And it was good. I ain't gonna lie. It was tasty. We had another place called Kickin' Chicken, which the chicken was not so kicking, to be honest.
It wasn't that great. And I had good reviews.
Yeah, it was like, okay. It was more of an Asian fusion, you know, type thing. But it was okay. It was okay. To me, it was equivalent to Hungry Howl. Not Hungry Howl's, but Hooey Magoo's here locally. I had good reviews, but it wasn't that great. We got a chance to check out the Denver Zoo, which was kind of neat. It was just good to be out in nature and the atmosphere. It happened to be really warm that day.
It's amazing for me to see a zoo in the middle of the big city.
That's true. That's a good point.
And also for the aquarium, like up in the mountains with the altitude, and they managed to have those animals there replicating their
environment
on the middle of a huge city. And I wonder how they do it in winter time when it's snow all over the place.
Because it looked like it had just snowed like a few weeks ago. Like, seriously. We did go to, went to the aquarium, which to me was a little underwhelming, but it was okay. The zoo was cool. I did like the zoo. When we got an opportunity to take advantage of the weather a lot. Black Curry, yo, 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 what's up? What's going on, man? Good to see you. Starting drama over there. I see you over there with Kevin Samuels. Me and you gonna have to fight. One of these days, you know what we're gonna do? Seriously, Black Curry, is you and I need to sit down and dissect Kevin Samuels' statements, things that you agree with and things that, you know, if you're open to that. And I'm trying my best to not be as emotional as possible, but because y'all know how I do. But yeah, I think I was, you know, it was less about the places that we ate, more or less about the atmosphere and the attitude of the city. I would have to say, you know, I'm a Black man first. Sounds good to me. I'm a Black man first. And, you know, I mean, honestly, in that area, I found myself, and I think this has a lot to do with my experience overall in that city. I found myself wondering where we were, you know. I ain't saying that every time I go out, and I don't really need to qualify this or justify it at all, but, you know, I like to be around my people, and I also love to be, to see where we impact the culture. And, I mean, to be honest, it felt really whitewashed, and that's no fault of anybody's own. I'm not saying that they're a part of this oppressive, you know, situation to keep Black people away. It just seemed like it was non-existent. You know, I saw more Subarus than I did Black people. I mean, that's just straight up honest truth. It, you know, and a lot of people can say, well, it's about the area that you're in and all this, this and that, but to be in a space or go to an area where, you know, Black people aren't as prevalent is new to me. Because when I went to LA, I mean, we saw them in California, we saw them in all the other places. This is the one place that I felt like, you know, that was lacking. We got an opportunity to meet my friend, or see my friend Roxana, and Carlos's friend Andrea and Jimmy, who, you know, were really good friends for Carlos from back in the day. It was good to get a chance to talk to them, but I felt like I wanted to stir the pot a little bit in terms of just asking about, you know, the Black experience and stuff like that. I mean, I know they're not Black, but, you know, just like, where would I go to find that? Or just have a conversation about it. I felt like I needed to, but I also felt like I wasn't in my element. You know, I was timid about it. So I didn't respond in that way, which is my only regret, really, you know, to push it. Because no matter what we say or what we do, we can't deny that race is a part of our culture. And saying that we don't see it isn't fair or even a true statement, because we act accordingly. Everybody does. So I would have liked to have gotten an opportunity to see what, you know, Denver had to offer in the Black experience. And I left, you know, unfortunately, not having that desire met. So I think that had a lot to do with the reason why I didn't enjoy it, because, or not, let me fall back. I didn't mean that I didn't enjoy it. What I meant was I left feeling like there was a piece to be explored, and that was to see myself in others, you know, in the place that we reflect at. And one of the things that I said on my live is that me and Carlos like to rank, you know, the level in which we would consider living there. And I could not see myself living there for that reason, you know. I don't think that Denver is not a progressive city. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that Denver isn't a place that, you know, you shouldn't go visit. But you have to be specific about what it is you're interested in seeing. But you know, what I was left to think that the, you know, it's in the ghetto, it's in the ghetto. You know, nobody specifically said that, you know, Black folks was in the ghetto, but it was interesting because if where we are, there's no Black people, then they must be, you know what I'm saying? They must be in places that we're not going, which was the ghetto, you know? So, but I really felt out of place. I felt like a fish out of water. I had a lot of breathing issues. And I actually just had a conversation with my therapist not too long ago about maybe the anxiety and the breath, the hard breathe, or, you know, not being able to breathe had a little bit to do with feeling the impression in the air. And I think there's some truth to that. I really do. I think I felt it. And, you know, being back here in a place where I feel like, you know, I'm aware of where I am. I know what it's about down here. I just felt very timid about being myself when I was there. And at the time I couldn't understand why, but now looking back at it, I understand that it was because I just didn't feel comfortable in the area that I was in. So, is it a tourist city? I mean, if you're going up there to enjoy the mountains and do that stuff and do the trails and all that stuff, yes. But if you're just going to like sightsee like Carlos and myself, you can find yourself a little bored in terms of looking for things to do. It was more or less of an experience of just going away from home and setting up home temporarily. Is the best way I can explain it.
Yeah.
You know?
You escape for the daily routines.
Right.
Like go to work, home, cook, wash the dogs, feed the dogs,
mm-hmm.
go back, go sleep, go work, mm-hmm. like every day.
Mm-hmm. And this is, you see Curry right here.
Look at that. Yeah, this is right here. They're all top of us.
Yeah, because they missed us. They definitely missed us. But what else?
I would say it's a very...
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful city.
Beautiful city, yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful areas, green areas.
Mm-hmm.
The zoo was amazing. The botanical garden was amazing too.
Yeah, that was cool.
A lot to see. A lot we didn't do because of the heat and the way we felt. With the altitude,
mm-hmm.
we feel tired, we feel overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the weather. Even though it was a hot or cold, it was something like you couldn't breathe, you need mm-hmm. air. And we had to sit down and keep walking and sit and, you know, rest. I feel like sleeping, I was sleepy all the time.
Yeah.
Like I need to go and rest and sleep, lay
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we felt most of the time.
And
people say you get used to after a month, but you don't go on vacation to a place like that for a month. So
you're only there for, I mean, typically you're there for a week. Now I just couldn't imagine, you know, being there for a week and then having to, oof, that was cray cray. And we feeling the effects of it still. The jet lag is, last night when we went to bed, it was like 12 o'clock. I was like, Carlos, you sleepy? Mm-mm. I was like, what? I was tired, you know? He was like, no, I'm not. And I mean, eventually we went upstairs, we went to sleep, but it took him a while before he actually fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think our bodies had just gotten adjusted to that time.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it was something serious, you know? So, but yeah, to, you know, to kind of, I did see a lot of Spanish culture there. Mostly Mexican, and we did meet this Venezuelan young lady and her mom. I think it was her mother.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very sweet. I did get a chance to practice my Spanish, and yeah, I like to say I'm a little bit more fluent than I think I
am.
I know a lot more words than what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try my best, and they, you know, I think the thing that made it great was the fact that they would help me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They were like, "Oh, this word," and then I'd say the word. Mm-hmm. you know, I thought that was really cool. I'm absolutely thankful to Andrea. I keep calling her Andrea and Jimmy for, you know, their hospitality for sure. Roxana too. I mean, shout out to Roxana because they hooked us up. We're not going to go into specifics, but they definitely made sure we were taken care of. So I am.
Thank you all for that. Muchas gracias.
That was great. I am sore, which is weird. I don't know why. I got up this morning. I was like, like, why am I so sorry? It hurts. But
we have a long day yesterday too, coming back home, because our airplane, we're supposed to leave at 12 time Denver time.
Mm-hmm.
I have something about air leaking or whatever they call.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't feel safe to
get us back on that plane.
Get us back in that plane. So we had to, we were ready to leave when they had that happened. So we had to go back to the airport,
mm-hmm.
leave the plane and wait for another plane, which took about 2 hours to do all that.
That it, for y'all, that was God, I like to think.
Yeah.
That was God. Like, I don't know the specifics about what would happen if there's a, you know, air leak or whatever the case may be, but I think I felt 100% more comfortable about our flight after we changed the plane, even though there was a little bit of shakiness in the very beginning. Yeah, that scared the shit out of everybody.
That's normal. That's turbulence in the air.
Yeah.
They cannot avoid that. So,
honey.
So it's scary.
That turbulence, scary. I saw Born. Born. And then, you know, y'all... Life flashed before your eyes.
And it was funny because this was an elderly lady was in the bathroom when that happened.
I asked, I said, you okay? Because ain't nobody else on her way down. I'm like, I know for a fact your ass felt it. You probably came up off that seat. So, shit. Somebody, is you okay, ma'am? You good? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then the rest of everybody kind of laughed at her. But, honey, if we felt it and we moved, her ass had to be, she thought she was dead. She died, actually. So, that was crazy. But it was a good flight back, you know what I'm saying? And, but yeah, the Botanical Gardens, I mean, Denver is just a beautiful city. Beautiful city. Beautiful city. And I recommend everybody go. Seriously. I don't regret going. Even though my experience was what it was in terms of the oppression and feeling the way I felt, I would not change it for the world, because our ultimate goal is to see all 50 states, as I said, and that's one step closer. I'm glad we were able to do it. It was fun. And I plan on, you know, going to go see many more states, to be honest, before it's all said and done. Hey, Selena. Hey, Ann. Hey, Sam. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. But yeah, the travel kicked our, I mean, traveling from Orlando to Colorado was fine. We had no issues. It straight shot. Got there on time, whatever. Rented the car. It was dirty. Aphis, you need to do better. Hotel, all of that was good. And we just rode around the city. Just rode around, went through the mountains a little bit, went as far as we could go before we had to turn around.
Actually, that city reminds me a lot of LA.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a little far away from everything, so you need between 40, 50 minutes or an hour to go to one place or another one. Even though we were in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Lakewood, Denver was nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends live in Aurora.
Colfax.
Colfax, yeah.
Yeah, Colorado Springs is nearby.
And there's sometimes other highways that are busy than others, so.
Yeah, them highways are, ooh boy. Subaru City, honey.
Subarus. Everybody has a Subaru over there.
Selena says, hey, handsome gentleman, thank you. And how was the food cuisine/cuisine? For those of you who know me, know I'm not like super adventurous, but his friend Andrea has a
Colombian food court
Yes.
And let's make sure we say
restaurant.
Right. What's the name of it?
La Rolla.
La Rolla. So if you ever go to Denver, you need to go and check her out. It's very good, authentic Colombian cuisine.
La Rolla, Urban Colombian food.
And by the way, if you go there, you need to make sure you ask for the Reggie, okay? And the Reggie is a hot dog with ground beef. I know that sounds like chili, but it's not, because it's added, it's seasoned like a taco with potato crisps.
Shoestring potatoes.
Yeah, shoestring potatoes. Ask for the Reggie. Andrea will know what the hell you're talking about.
And cheese.
And cheese. But the cuisine was just like anywhere else. I mean, we basically, the first night, I mean, we had hot dogs. The second night, where do we eat?
Over Andrea's house.
Oh, Andrea, which was Boston Market. And then Roxana took us to Denver Biscuit Company.
Yeah, that was the
What was it?
No, that's our last dinner. Acoba.
Oh, yeah, that was the last dinner. But this place, the cultural compared to Orlando, not attraction. The culture, to be honest, is in that area, I think it was more Native Americans. So you see a lot of the Native American kind of influences, like they had a street named Arapaho. You know, just kind of that culture of Native American. You can definitely see, you know, the Spanish influence, and then mostly white, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which was the main culture there. I mean, white is really not a culture, but
there's a lot of white and Spanish more than black.
Yeah, if that makes sense. I like to see Orlando. I like to say that Orlando is a little bit more mixed when it comes to races.
One thing that I find interesting is there's a lot of homeless out there.
Yeah, downtown.
Everywhere, I would say. I've seen them everywhere.
That's true. There's a lot of homeless down there. But I mean, otherwise, the city was crisp, clean, you know, pristine in terms of the way it was packaged. I mean, they were working
on it. It's a beautiful downtown.
Yeah. There were a lot of areas that they, you know, regentrified, or gentrified, I should say. You know, they're rebuilding stuff, you know, moving out the homeless. And I'm not that much of a fan of gentrification, unfortunately. But, you know, you can tell that that's what they did in certain parts of the city. But yeah, it was
fun.
It was fun. It'll be a couple years when I but I'm pretty sure I'll go back. You know, it definitely exposed me to you know, especially with the altitude. It exposed me to the anxiety of my panic attacks, and you know, exposure is the best way to kind of get past all of that. And I couldn't see myself being there a week, you know, more of really trying to get to know it, but it did kind of expose, you know, it exposed me for being vulnerable, especially in an area I didn't know. And sometimes it's okay to be vulnerable. You just want to make sure you have a safe space to be vulnerable in. So, and I think with the people that I was around, I was able to. But, you know, Selena said, all in all, just with the experience of the people that we you know, went to go see, I would say it's about an 8.
One thing our friends told me is like, there's a lot of job opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell, because when my friend left here, Florida, it was hard for him to find a job. And now that he's there, he has progressed a lot for good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Selena said, by chance, what about the nightlife? Well, in the middle of COVID, I don't think people really are doing that much. I mean, we're here in Florida, and the mask mandate is pretty lenient. You know, they're a little restricted in certain places. I mean, we were able to walk around the zoo and not have to have the mask on, but when we went inside, then we needed to. Right. You know, in Florida, we hadn't been on lockdown or anything since, you know, the month after the pandemic ended. So I mean, that was different, but nightlife, I'm not too sure about. I assume that they kind of go downtown.
We're not sure because we're not in the...
That's not something we go and check out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they probably all go downtown, you know, some spots around the city to be able to go and pick and choose. But we didn't really stay out too late, to be honest. We were probably back in the house about 10.
We're all people here.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself. But what else? I'm trying to think of some other unique things that we did. I mean, it wasn't really anything unique that we did.
I did want to go to the other zoo, but
the Cheyenne Zoo.
Yeah, but
that would have been in the mountains.
Yeah, and that would be worse for the altitude stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Because after Andrea described it to me, it's like, says like a whole spiral thing that you have to climb as you walk, and it goes around and around and around until you get to the top.
The top of what?
The mountain, because it's the zoo is on the mountain, so you have to go walk up to go see all the animals and then go down.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, and we probably would have been dead by the time we got there. Cool beans and collard greens. But that's it, man. We got back last night after we had that delay. We got back and it just went, you know, I wouldn't say down. We got back later than what we expected. We were supposed to get back about 6 and get back until about 8.
It was 8:39.
Yep. And then we had to wait for our stuff, which took forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came home, got something to eat, and chill with the dog for a little bit.
For the call Frontier. I'm talking about the experience.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know. What happened? Do you know what happened?
I mean, whatever happened, the lady suggested for us to call and say, hey, maybe some type of refund or...
Oh, they gave us $25.
I know.
Yeah, for the voucher.
It's always good to call and give them their feedback.
Yeah. The I guess something happened. I guess the girls were rude or whatever. The third party people. I don't really know. I mean, I was over there kind of in my own world. I was so ready to go at that point. I was like, I'm ready to get the hell out of this city because I can't breathe. Yeah, we got home, chilled with the dogs for a little bit, watched New Amsterdam, which is one of my new favorite shows. And then that was it. And we're off today and tomorrow. We both go back to work on Monday. And yeah, it was necessary. We needed it. We needed it to be able to decompress and relax and just be able to enjoy each other. And yeah, it was fun. What's today? Today's the 22nd or 23rd? 22nd. So, but that's all we got, guys. I want to tell you guys, thank you so much for listening. I do have to do some quick plugging. You can find me on Spotify, Reggie's with an S, apostrophe S, Expressions. Also, I did a podcast with Gwen, Good Day with Gwen, and I posted a link on it. It was an amazing podcast. It was very fun. I enjoyed it. So go and check that out. And we are growing the podcast as much as we possibly can. I want to thank everybody so much who likes, subscribe, share so far. Still trying to get a few supporters on, and all you got to do.
Surprised we have listeners all over the world.
Yeah,
Italy, yeah. Brazil, Venezuela.
A lot more listens than what I've been in the year I've been doing it. It has grown. Yeah, Italy, England, a lot of places that I would have never thought that they would be listening to Lilo Reggie. And, you know, I'm glad that it's starting to pick up some heat. But I would love for you guys to support, you know, the cause. I mean, it makes it easier to be able to, you know, put out content out for you guys and you show your appreciation with, with growing the podcast and all that stuff. I mean, I got a theme song for y'all now. Shoot. I mean, really? Like, what else? I mean, I got, you know, podcast art. I mean, come on. I made a shirt. Like, what else do you need? No, I'm kidding. But I definitely appreciate everything so far. And I love that the growth is growing out there. And I just want it to continue to grow. I know it's a slow burn, but I'm appreciative because I know I don't know nobody in no damn England. I know I don't know nobody in no damn
Brazil,
Sao Paulo.
Which well, is, I do, my friend and my sister.
And 40% of my listeners are out of there. So I appreciate that. And yeah, just continue to support. Don't forget to like the page if you hadn't already. Don't forget to share the, you know, things that you see. And we're going to start, you know, trying to have a little bit more interactive stuff that involves you guys a little bit more. You know, maybe more question and answers. I wanted to do it, ask me anything, question and answer thing, but didn't quite work out. And I might end up doing two episodes this week. I'm just not sure. I just want to talk about my experience in Denver. And I hope you guys enjoyed. I really do. And it was my pleasure to be able to talk with you guys. All right. So with that being said, oh, you can also find me on Instagram, Reggie's with an S underscore expressions. And you can find me on Facebook too. All right. And then you can call me, or you can find me on that app called Anchor FM. You can download it. And pretty much everywhere your pods are casted. All right, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Anything else you have, love?
No, have a good day.
Don't forget to support, like, subscribe, share, all of those great things. Peace be with
Gary
you.
Says bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cut them up, love. They don't need to see that. Ew. Bye, guys.
I loved your podcast, Being Gay in This Millennium, Part 2, especially your points about religion. I feel the same way about religion. My thought about religion is for people who don't want to go to hell. Spirituality is for people who've already been to hell or been through hell. And that's how I feel about it. But religion does play a toll on us people in the LGBT community. And it makes us feel guilty. It does more harm than good. I would rather have a relationship with God than to be part of a religion about God. I enjoyed your podcast. Looking forward to hearing more. God bless you. Bye.